This is the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology Emergency Radio Teaching Program. You're listening to the second Literature in English lesson. I told you in the last lesson that this series of lessons can help all senior secondary school students. But the study of the specific texts we deal with is only suitable for students who take the exams in 2015. In 2016, the texts change. We will not be dealing with new texts from 2016 onwards during this series of lessons. Now let's get really started. I hope you have your literature notebooks ready. Keep the notebooks or the exercise books for literature in English only, so it will be easy for you when you are preparing for the literature in English exams. Write the date for today's lesson before we start. Now I would like you to concentrate mostly on listening. First, I am going to remind you quickly and briefly of what we did in the last lesson. This quick recap or reminder will also help those who missed the first lesson. I clearly stated that you have three compulsory papers. Paper 1, the objectives, which lasts for 1 hour. Paper 2, prose, which lasts for 2 hours and 15 minutes. And paper 3, drama and poetry, which lasts for 2.5 hours. I gave you the list of all the texts for the exams in 2015. I asked you to supply the names of the writers of each text with correct spellings. I hope you did so. I certainly did my assignment or homework. Now please don't say I am going too fast, because you should already have done the work. Now get ready with your exercise books to check your work and make any corrections where necessary. You might only have the names of the texts that you are studying. Now let's do the work. Paper 1, Section B, The Tempest by William Shakespeare. William Shakespeare, spelled capital W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Shakespeare, capital S-H-A-K-E-S-P-E-A-R-E. The Tempest by William Shakespeare. This text is compulsory for all literature in English students in 2015. Paper 2, Section A, deals with African prose. 1, A Woman in Her Prime by Asare Konadu. Capital A-S-A-R-E, capital K-O-N-A-D-U. A Woman in Her Prime by Asare Konadu. Or Purple Hibiscus by Ngozi Chimamanda Adichie.